The Senate will come to order. Senator Clark.
Mr. President, I impose a call of the Senate.
The Senate is now under call. Senator Murphy.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and that the Sergeant at Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, if you'd be so kind as to stand. Members, if you'd be so kind as to stand. In our tradition, we start with prayer. Today's chaplain is our own Senate chaplain, Reverend Kirsten Fryer from Bethlehem Lutheran in the Midway in St. Paul. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning, Senators. It is an honor to serve as your chaplain and know that I am praying a lot for you and each of you regularly by name. As we begin today, let us pray. God of all, living together is really hard, and governing together might be even harder. Do not let these senators sink in the deep waters of frustration, disappointment, anger, uncertainty, exhaustion that threaten to overwhelm them today. In the raging waters of last-minute deliberations, I don't know if I should pray for lifeboats or life preservers or steps onto solid ground, but I pray that you give each one of them all that they need to get through today. Lead them to still waters of rest very soon. Help them to celebrate the successes of this session and console the hurt that comes from hopes that did not come to be. Buoy these senators today in the hard, hard work of compromise and set the course before them to accomplish what they need to do. Amen.
Thank you, members. The secretary will take the roll.
Abler, Anderson, Barr, Bolden, Carlson, Champion, Clark, Coleman, Swadzinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Dreheim, Draskowski, Duckworth, Farnsworth, Fate, Frentz, Green, Grunhagen, Gustafson, Hochschild, Herr, Heinzmann, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Jasinski, Johnson, Johnson-Stewart, Klein, Koran, Kroon, Kunisch, Kupek, Lang, Latz, Liske, Limmer, Lucero, Mann, Marty, Matthews, May Quaid, McEwen, Miller, Mitchell, Mohammed, Murphy, Nelson, Umuverbaten, Pappas, Pa, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rasmussen, Rest, Seeberger, Utke, Weber, Wiesenberg, Westlin, Westrom, Wickland, Zhang.
Members, a quorum is present. Members, if you'd like to follow along, I'm reading from today's Senate agenda, which is dated Monday, May 19, 2025. We will begin at the third order of business. Messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce that the House has adopted the recommendation and report of the Conference Committee on Senate File Number 2298 and repassed said bill in accordance with the report of the committee, so adopted. Senate File Number 2298, a bill for an act relating to housing, establishing a budget for the Minnesota Housing Finance Agency, making policy, finance, and technical changes to housing provisions. Senate File Number 2298 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Patrick Duffy Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Members, no action is required. We'll move to the eighth order of business, which is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated with the following changes. If you look at page one, you'll see Senate file number 3543, and that bill has been referred to the Committee on Taxes. As I mentioned, members, we will The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. We'll now proceed to the ninth order of business, which is motions and resolutions. We will adopt the author's motion as one motion. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, for your knowledge, Senate Resolution number 52 will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. And remember, no action is required. I'll now recognize Senator Murphy for a motion. Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, I'm going to move a recess to the call of the President. Members.
Senator Murphy, there's something that's going on, and I want to see what's going on with Senator Abler, because he's flashing a sheet of paper, and I want to know what's happening. Senator Abler.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I had a motion to make under motions and resolutions, if I may. I turned it into the desk.
Go ahead, Senator Abler, to your motion.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate that, and I guess I better read it here. So I move that Senate File 3529 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance, given a second reading, and placed on general orders.
Senator Abler moved that an urgency be declared with...
No, that's the first.
Senator Abler moves that Senate File number 3529 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance, given a second reading, and placed on general orders. To your motion, Senator...
And thank you, Mr. President. Just as an order of... of precedence, this motion would take 34 votes. The urgency to take it up right now would take some supermajority. But Mr. President, Senate File 3529 is a bill that talks about funding operations for continuing state government. And it appears we're not gonna get done on time. And so I think this is something we want to consider moving and getting going. Simply, it says that if we can't come to an agreement on any particular area by the time we get to the end of June, that agency would be given 1/12 of the monies it's got each month. Like, you take the money that they would have got divided by 12, and they get 1/12 of that money from last year's money with no one-time money. And the reason I'm bringing this forward, Mr. President, is that as I watched the leadership and I watched the engagement of the governor's office with our committee, that they are very interesting to deal with, shall we say, Mr. President. I've been waiting for the House to call a meeting of our Human Services Committee, and they seem to be disinclined to do that. We're working behind the scenes the best we can. And so it just may well be, Mr. President, at some point we're going to need this resolution. And so, I don't know, if you saw the paper, there was a tall ship that crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge. I want to avoid that. And so, Mr. President, with that, that's why I'm asking for this motion.
Senator Klein.
Mr. President, I request a roll call.
Roll call requested, roll call granted. Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm wondering if Senator Abler would yield.
Senator Abler, will you yield? Of course, my good friend will yield. Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Abler, it's so nice to see you looking my way with a smile on your face. Yeah, my mic is on. Senator Abler, is there a House companion to this piece of legislation?
Senator Abler, to the question.
Well, actually, I sent it to Representative Doe. I don't know if he dropped it or not, but that's my best answer.
Senator Murphy.
Mr. President, Senator Abler, what would happen to the conference committee reports related to budget that have already passed this body and the other body and have gone to the governor for a signature?
Well, thank you, Mr.
Senator
President.
Senator Abler, specifically to the question, please.
Well, they would be fine. And Mr. President, I didn't intend to have a long discussion on this. I don't intend to take it to a vote. But I do intend to be a voice of those people who want to get something done, who are trying really hard, which I think is most of this body. And I'm just urging all of us to keep working together. Just as I've been dealing with the governor's office and some of the departments, they've been helpful, but not really. And I think that we all need to find a way to work together and get things done, which is what we all want to do. But I do suggest that as we get closer to the end, I want nothing to shut down. And this is one model that it might work. And so I wanted to bring attention to that. And Mr. President, with all respect to my good friend, Senator Murphy, I would like to withdraw my motion. Thank you.
Abler withdraws the motion. Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator Abler and members. As I began, I'm going to move a recess to the call of the President. Members, We will come back today and take up any conference committee reports that become available to us from the House. I will say that we have been working in this chamber since the very beginning to be ready to move a budget for the people of Minnesota. And our agenda, our docket for today right now is clear. We have processed every bit of work that has been sent to the House. And so I want to acknowledge what Senator Abler brought to us right now, because I think that maybe is born out of frustration and concern. I am feeling the same level of frustration and concern and have a mouth full of cuss words that I'm going to leave there. But we're here to do the work of the people. And right now, there is no work coming to us from the House. So, Mr. President, I'm going to move a recess to the call of the President. We will come back and do work if they send it over. DFL members, we will caucus immediately in the recess.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is now in recess to the call of the President.